This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
It's the one thing that no parent of a girl wants to hear. I'm pregnant. And the fact is that Irish teenagers are now sexually active at a young age, and if you are the parent of a 15 or 16 year old girl, the chances are high that she is sexually active. That's not scaremongering. Sadly, it's fact. But is it responsible or irresponsible parenting to put teenage girls on the pill? Consider this situation. A 15 year old girl has a boyfriend. The boy she is with may or may not be having sex with her. You're not sure, but let's be honest, 15-year-olds aren't the most responsible. Would it not be better if this young girl was put on the pill to ensure she doesn't get pregnant? A mother has posted on Circle of Mums website and caused quite a stir over this and raised a huge debate. Here's what Amanda posted. My hubby and I found out that our 15-year-old is doing sexual things with her new boyfriend. And I talked to her about it, and she said, "We are not having sex, but I promise I will tell you if I have sex." I know she is not lying to me, but still. I want her to be put on birth control just in case. We can't watch her all the time, and she is always in his house. My husband is not happy about the idea of her going on the pill. Any advice, please? And that's from a lady called Amanda. Now, I have spoken to parents who have put their daughter on the pill as soon as she got a boyfriend. Don't mind her having sex. As soon as she appeared to have a regular boyfriend, she was put on the pill. Is that responsible parenting, or is that ridiculous? Is that just making it easier for them to go off and have unprotected sex? 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. Amy, you're on 98FM. How are you, Amy?
Just when I first read it, I was like, in my head, I said like, oh yeah, that's irresponsible, like that's crazy. But then when you actually think about it, they are doing it at 13, 14, so it actually is just being responsible. Like, I'm sure they'd rather them be on it than come home at 15 years old with a baby, you know what I mean?
And it is every parent's worst nightmare. You know, their little pride and joy getting caught out and getting pregnant and arriving home. And you can see her whole life mapped out in front of you, you know, if she announces that she's pregnant. So that is obviously every parent's worst nightmare. But so having thought about it, initially you thought no, but then having thought about it, you think this is actually a logical, sensible thing to do. You there, Amy?
Sorry, hiya. Yeah, not going into too much detail, but when I was younger, I did lose my virginity before I should have, and my mum wanted to go to the guards about it, and it just wasn't really logical. You know, I was sneaking out and stuff like that, and then it probably would have been better off if I did go on it.
Now, the worry is that by putting your young daughter, let's say a 15-year-old, on the pill, you're really giving her a license to go off and have sex with anyone she feels like. Is that not the message that you're giving her?
Oh, no, I definitely do agree with that. You know, that's why I was thinking, I was like, oh, God, if you give it to them at that age, they're going to be going off doing it with everyone. But, you know, it's hard, really, would you? I think they're going to do it regardless.
Well, stay there for one second, Amy. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Is it irresponsible or responsible of a parent to put their teenage daughter on the pill? This lady, Amanda, has asked this exact question. She said, my husband and I have found out that our 15-year-old is doing sexual things with her new boyfriend, and I talked to her about it. And she said, we are not having sex, but I promise I will tell you if I want to have sex. I know she's not lying to me, but still. I want her to be put on birth control just in case. We can't watch her all the time, and she is always in his house. My husband is not happy about the idea of her going on the pill. Any advice, please? Nolene, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Nolene.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nolene. Now, you did put your 15-year-old daughter on the pill.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Well, not for the point of her being sexually active. medical reasons, but also there's too much dangers. You know what I mean? Like, as I said in my comment, in the sense of rape or, you know, bad things happening. And I didn't want anything like that. Like, it's protecting me. It was protecting my daughter.
It was protecting your daughter from what? From an unplanned pregnancy?
Yeah. Like, it is very... It's the same as alcohol. They're going to drink regardless of whether you say yes or no. They're going to have sex at any age whether you say yes or no. So if you have an open relationship with your daughter and you can talk and your daughter can talk to you about things like that, it's better to be safe than sorry in my eyes.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So when you hear of... you know, parents saying, like this father saying, no, I don't want to put my daughter on the pill. I don't want her on the pill. End of story. You think it's better to be safe than sorry?
Well, fathers are going to be that way because they think that the little girls are angels and that they do no wrong. But I mean, why not?
They do, in reality.
They do. They're going to go out. If you're open with your children and they're able to come to you, like for argument's sake, they're going into nightclubs or they're drinking at 17, you're able to advise them, you know what I mean? Not to be... over drinking. The same with sexual ways. If they're coming to you and telling you that they are going to have sex with their partner, you can speak to them about certain things and you can get them help. So which would a parent rather? Them not speaking to their child and something happening and then they're coming back and saying this to them.
When you decided to put your daughter on the pill, you said it was partly for medical reasons.
Yeah.
Right, but also partly for to be safe rather than sorry.
Yeah.
And how did she feel about it?
Well, she was fine. Me and my daughter have a very open relationship. We speak about a lot of things. I sat her down and I talked to her about it, and the doctor talked to her about it. And, you know, she was in agreement with us as well.
Did you not worry that you were giving her carte blanche to go off and have sex then?
Well, not if you speak, like, as I said to you a few times, me and my daughter have a very open relationship. We speak about things. But at 15 years old, there's a lot of, it's not like years and years ago where it was taboo. Like, they're 15, 14, they're having sex, they're having children.
All right, stay there for one second. But you feel totally justified in doing what you did.
Yeah.
And your daughter, I take it, didn't get pregnant.
No.
All right, stay there for a second. Terry, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Terry.
I'm not too bad, Aidan.
Terry, you're shocked by any parent putting a teenage daughter on the pill.
Well, I'd just like to bring you to task, if you wouldn't mind for a moment. You know, more and more, you're showing your lower class background up.
Meaning, Terry?
Every day.
Meaning what?
I mean, you know yourself, you're an heir to do that did a bit well. And there you are, your little darling. How could anyone be your little darling when you're letting them out to do that? That's shame on you.
Okay.
That's shame on you.
On the other line, I have a lady who put her 15-year-old...
Hang on you.
She put
her
15-year-old daughter on the pill because she didn't want her getting pregnant. Now, isn't that a logical thing to do?
No.
No?
The logical thing to do is there's no ring, no pill. And you're saying that, oh, there's always that doubt. If in doubt, do not.
Nolene, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
That woman is... That's
sorry, I didn't hear... That woman what?
That woman. You shouldn't need me on this. You're not from Dublin. You're out of our league.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Sorry, Jeremy. I'm out of your league.
You were obviously...
Yeah, you sound like you're out of it. Full stop.
No, you were dragged up with sheep or something like that.
I'm dragged up a sheep. Okay, right, okay. This isn't about what I was dragged up.
It's absolutely not. Terry, what is your word for a parent who puts their teenage daughter on the pill?
My word. It's a simple four-letter word that begins with P and it's called a pimp.
A pimp?
A pimp.
So by putting your teenage daughter on the pill, you're pimping her.
There you go and off you go.
Wow. That leaves me a little.
I don't know what to say.
Taxes are paying from that for that little bastard.
Whoa, my God! No, Terry, I'm not going.
Jeremy, hold on. I want to get a say in here. How dare you? How effing dare you call a child
There's
that?
The song, you see,
how dare you? You are a disgusting person.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Sorry, Terry. That's disgusting. What you just said.
The truth hurts. The truth.
Sorry, Terry, I want an apology for using that word. It's 2017. It's not 1951.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't born then.
I want you to take that word back. That was a disgusting thing to say.
I wouldn't attempt to take that back. You don't like when I speak the truth.
I don't like people using a word like that.
Secretly,
to describe a child.
I'm right.
No, I don't.
Secretly, you know I'm right.
No, you're waffling. And that's a disgusting word to use.
You should hang your head. That country woman should hang her head.
For even contemplating putting a teenage girl on the pill.
She should be ashamed of it.
I have to take a very quick break.
She sits with her daughter and the two of them have cups of coffee or whatever they're having and swap pills.
Stay there for a second. I have to take a very quick break. 6797981 is our telephone number. Lauren, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Lauren.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Lauren, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I've been on the pill since I'm 15, more for medical reasons than anything else. 22 now. So it's not really... I never found it really a big deal because my mum was like, oh, we'll put you on the pill for this. And obviously she spoke to me about what else it was for. And I think she did a great job.
I mean, you say for medical reasons. I assume it was something to do with your periods or something, was it?
Yeah, hormonal imbalance.
Right, okay. And did it help?
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay,
best
so it did help.
I ever done.
Okay. And that's fine, but you obviously realised as well that what you were being put on was a tablet to prevent you getting pregnant.
Well, see, there was a lot of peer pressure around sex and that at 15 years of age. Like, I know that myself. I have a sister. She's 17, and like that, she had the hormonal imbalance as well. And my mum put her on the pill when she was 15. But like that other woman was saying, like, I have a very open relationship with my mum, and we're very close. And she said, you know, it's up to yourself if you want to go on it. And I made that choice myself, whether I wanted to go on the pill or not.
So when it comes to putting a 15-year-old, like, this lady is not talking about, for medical reasons, this lady is not talking about, you know, to make her daughter's periods any easier. This lady is talking about her daughter being 15 and doing sexual things with a boyfriend.
Well, I think she's doing a great job with her daughter. At the end of the day, her daughter came to her and spoke to her that she was doing these things with her boyfriend. She made her aware of what she was doing. Like, a lot of young girls would go out and they'd come home pregnant and they wouldn't have said anything to their mother, their father, anybody.
So you believe it's a responsible thing if a parent is suspicious or believes that their 15-year-old daughter is up to anything sexual, then they should protect her and put her on the pill?
I think it's the best option.
Well, now there you go, Terry. It's the best option.
No, that's called encouragement.
What, you're basically giving your daughter the green light to go and have sex?
That's the talk. You go there. I'll hold the door open and off you go. And if that happened to my daughter, I'd open that door and she would not be coming back. No wedding ring on that finger. No pill. No. I'm no pimp and she's no slut.
So you believe that any parent who puts their teenage daughter on the pill is literally giving them a green light to go and have sex?
Yes, and that child that's going out to do that is a slut and I'm not a pimp and my daughter's not a slut.
Okay, stay there for a second. Where am I going next? I'm going to Laura. You're on 98FM. Hiya, Laura.
Hiya.
Laura, you're pimping your daughter if you put her on the pill. You're giving her the green light to go off and have sex with everybody she feels like. Terry wouldn't be the only one who feels that way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a debate and we'd all put our 15-year-olds on the pill.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, at the end, that's very old age. I don't know. I'm not saying she's old. I'm just saying it's the old age of thinking. It's 2017.
Sorry, I'm after losing her. Don't know what's after happening there. Sorry. I accidentally knocked Laura off, if you want to get her back. Thank you very much indeed, lads. 6797981 is our telephone number. Lauren, let me just go back to one thing that you said a minute ago, which was the pressure on young people when it comes to sex. And it would appear that there is an immense amount of pressure on young people, particularly girls, I think. Is it, you believe that it is in parents' best interest to protect their daughter and put her on the pill?
Well, like, everyone is different. Like, if they feel that's what's best for her, then that's what they're going to do. But my mum sat down with me and spoke to me about this. Like, she didn't just say, oh, you're going on the pill. And, like, she's not exactly pimping me out. I have a few words I could say about her. She's a psycho. Not a pimp, not anything else. A psycho. And the way she spoke about young girls, that is a disgrace.
No, it is disgusting. I agree.
An absolute disgrace. We're women. We should be holding each other up and supporting each other, not speaking about each other like that.
Sorry, Laura, I have you back on the line there. My apologies, actually. I knocked you off myself by mistake.
You're okay. All I was saying there was, like, it's very old age way of thinking. I'm not calling the lady old, I don't know her age, but what you call it? I'm 31 now, and I was with someone for a year before I had sex with them, and I was nearly hitting 16. I ended up going on the pill, and it was the best thing I ever done. I didn't stay with that person, and I could have ended up having a child. And I had my first child at 24, which I think is it depends on what you're doing with your career, can still be young or whatever. But, like, no, I'm not slagging off kids having, you know, a child at 15 and 16. I mean, you make your own decisions, and if that's what you want, that's up to you. But me personally,
no, but there are very few 15-year-olds, intentionally want a child.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. When they find out they're pregnant, they make the decision whether they want to have this baby or not.
Yes,
but then it stops their whole life when it comes to school, and it comes to education, it comes to a career, or traveling the world, or whatever the case may be, is what they want. I have a daughter now, and she's very far away from these conversations. She's only 5, but I would love to have that open relationship, that my daughter can come to me, and okay, it's not the thing you want to hear, that your daughter is having sex, or your son for that matter, but I'd rather they talk about it than come home and say, by the way, I've been having sex for the last year, I'm now pregnant, and I don't want to get rid of the baby.
And Laura, we all want a relationship like that with our children, but we all have to remember, when we were teenagers, a lot of us just couldn't ever bring ourselves to say to Mammy, by the way, Mammy, I had sex with my boyfriend last night.
With me, I have to say, like I said, I'm 31, with me, I could. Me and my mum had a very open relationship. I hope to have that with my kids. And I think, I mean, a pill, like, do get them checked. The doctor will check your blood pressure and your weight and everything like that every so often when you're on the pill. If you're doing that right, you're doing right by your kids.
One of the things that Terry said is that you are giving your daughter a green light to go and have sex with whoever she wants if you put her on the pill.
Your daughter doesn't need the green light from a pill. If she wants to, if she can go and do it, she doesn't need a permission slip or for you to sign something or take off the chastity belt. She can go and have sex without anybody's permission. I would hope that any teenager would be careful and take care of themselves, but they don't need permission. They don't need a pill to go and have sex. So therefore, if they decide
okay,
to have sex,
Terry, just
have
on
child,
that on that point, you're not giving her a green light because if they want to go and have sex, they'll go and have sex.
No, she wants to have a good slap. You don't give her a good pill. You give her a good slap. You put
that's
her out
what you're talking
door.
About back in the old days. And good
she
slap
comes in
the
and
door.
Says, I've done, I mean, you're there and you're spieling and spalling and everything out of yourself there and open your legs. That's what you're saying. No,
you're not. You're saying be careful, have your education, get your career, and then decide to have kids.
So well, you said there earlier on, and just to paraphrase alone, and that's what I done. You didn't done that. You did that.
I didn't say
that. She never said that. Let me go to Catherine. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Catherine?
I'm grand. Well, I have a 14-year-old granddaughter at the minute, and she's going out with a fella. I'm actually going to have that talk with her when she gets up out of bed.
Right.
And I'm going to try and get her mad to put her on the pill. I don't want her to end up pregnant either.
Okay, so she's 14.
Yeah.
You're going to have what conversation with her? To ask her whether or not she's having sex?
Yeah. Or whether, you know...
Now, chances are she's going to say no.
I know. Well, I know. I know when she's lying.
But one of the one of the fears is that by putting her on the pill, you're giving her a green light to go and have sex with the boyfriend, which I'm sure you'd prefer if she didn't do.
I prefer she didn't, but I know they're going to anyway. Do you know what I mean?
So you're just dealing in reality then?
Yeah, yeah, you have to these days. Do you know what I mean, Adrian? A work she came in and said, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm 14. Our life is finished.
Yeah, and it is every parent and grandparent's worst nightmare. It really is.
Of course it is.
The thought of her...
But that woman, she wants to stay after the drink.
absolutely disgraceful.
Sorry, Terry, say that again, please.
I'm
absolutely disgraceful.
She, first of all, is disgraced. Now, she's obviously from a scheme or a high-rise building. Her accent is nothing to be proud of either.
Terry, will you stop waffling? Terry,
I live in the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham. I'm not from no scheme, whatever you're talking about.
Catherine, let me ask you. Surely it is better for a young girl not to get pregnant, and if putting her on the pill is going to prevent that, well, then surely that's a good thing.
Well, I have to say now, in respect, yes, when you're raising a tramp, treat her like yourself.
You can't call a teenager
when
that.
You're raising a tramp.
When you're raising a tramp, treat her like yourself.
You're talking about lower class.
Because I'm going to pay for what she spawns off.
You don't know the mean the word respect,
honey. I'm going to pay for spawns off with my tax. I will be paying from that, whatever it is, lying in the bed, that possibly was never changed, sheets cleaned, from lower, the upper east side of Kilmainham.
I hear you're waffling again, Sarah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Sarah.
Hiya. My mother put me on the pill at 15 going on 16, and that was because I sat down with my mum, and I told my mum that I was thinking about becoming sexually active with a boyfriend that I was with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that she put me on the pill.
And what did she, as a matter of interest, what did she say when you said that?
Firstly, she thanked me for coming to her. She thanked me because I would have gone and done it behind her back anyways. So I think that was the more mature thing, because she actually reared a lady and she was raising someone that had a responsible head on their shoulders. Now, I don't know if that girl, Terry, has children or not, but it doesn't sound like she does. And
Terry, do you have children?
Oh, I have 3 beautiful children.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm sure their daddy's...
Have you any girls?
I have a beautiful daughter.
Okay, and I assume you never put your daughter on the pill?
Oh, no, I didn't, and she's not sexually active. She
and what
knows
age is she?
That is for that special person on that special night.
What age is she?
That's irrelevant, but she's...
It's not irrelevant, because you're on a radio show talking about it. So if you actually aren't in a position to give an opinion on it, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, excuse me, I know very well she's my daughter.
You don't, because you're speaking about that lady going out to be in bed at this hour of the morning. You don't know if she was working all night long. You do not know what you're speaking about.
She goes out that door.
No, I think you live a very, very closed life.
No. Myself and my daughter, I do. We have a great life. We have a great life.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very close life.
She has a beautiful boyfriend.
And she's not,
but they're not having sex.
No, they're not. She will be keeping that for that special night.
And that's all lovely. Sorry, Terry, it actually sounds like you're being terribly naive.
No. It may come to the time when that relationship might break down. Then she has given herself over. What use is she on her wedding night to somebody else? She has broken.
Were you a virgin on your wedding night?
Yes, I was.
Are you sure?
Yes, I was. And
I'm just going to tell you something now. I think it's a responsible thing to put your children on the pill. If they are mature enough to come to you and know that they are not ready for a child at that age, they're going to go and do it anyways.
Oh, no, not
they're going to go and do it behind your back. The same way daddy's little princess is probably drinking vodka behind your back.
No.
And see the way you're saying about lower class people. It doesn't matter where you live. It matters how you live.
Matters.
And from my experience being
there's
in
no
my club,
matters.
It's the upper class women, the upper class little daddy's little princess is going out running amok, being stoches drunk, not able to stand. It doesn't be the lower class. It just be the upper class. I've seen acting like lower class. From experience, from seeing them.
No, that's called jealousy.
Jealousy. Jealousy is someone that can't
you
find
want to be in my world and you can't.
Too much vodka.
You want to be in my world and you can't.
And you don't even know. You're trying to call me
you don't
class.
Live down yeah, the road.
Okay, sorry, Terry. I'm going to put it to you again that you are being extremely naive.
You don't
if
live
you
down
think
the
that,
road to me.
If you
my
think
angel
that,
is an angel.
Your angel is an angel.
All she's short of doing is sprouting wings. She's abroad. She's not here in Ireland. She's abroad.
Is she with her boyfriend abroad?
No, she's not. They don't she's call not. Them together. She's not married.
Oh, okay.
kind of naive.
She has another boyfriend abroad. And she's not telling mommy about it.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Sarah. You're on 98FM, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How's it going?
Good, thank you, Sarah. What did you want to say?
It's crazy. They're all talking crazy. A minute. I don't know which is the crazy one.
I don't know myself. What is your opinion, Sarah, on putting a teenage daughter on the pill? You there, Sarah? No, her line is after dropping. Robbie, last call on this. Robbie, what did you want to say? You're a father of three daughters.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky, mate.
Lucky you is right.
Yeah, I am. And they're brilliant, like, but the eldest now is just torn in. She's just torn 14, the other two are still very young. But Teddy and her ivory tower really need to get her head over an ever agent there, because I'm not a fool and I'm a realist. I know that these things happen over time, but all I can do is just guide them in the right direction and just tell them the rights and wrongs.
Okay, you're 14 year old. Have you thought about the possibility of your 14-year-old being on the pill or your 15-year-old?
Absolutely not. No.
Will you?
Look, I'm fairly open. You know, in my house we would talk about different things. Like, you know, that kind of thing hasn't come up as of yet.
Okay, she got a little boyfriend or
no, she wouldn't. No, I'd say she'd probably run away from a boy. You know, that kind of way. But I think there's a time when it is going to come. And look, I'm a man. I was a young man. I know. You know, none of us were angels when we were younger. As I said, like it's having three daughters. You kind of have to take a different perspective at it now from when I say I was a 21-year-old man. You know.
Hmm.
So look, I think when the time arrives, yeah, I think there's definitely going to have to be a conversation, but I'm not looking forward to it, and having three daughters really doesn't make it any easier.
But you do realise it is a conversation that you have to have at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the conversations about the change in life and all was had. Now, my wife had that chat with her, but there was comments between myself and herself over time as well, and I've got another two daughters coming in behind that as well. So, as I said, we're fairly open. We will have those conversations. I'm not going to say where I'm from in case Teddy might have a go at me, you know. But to be honest, teenage pregnancy and teenage sex is not, it's not just coming from one area. You know, it happens across the board.
Hmm.
And, you know, there's young girls and fellas who have found themselves in the situation of being coming teen parents. And I think I'm a big one for education in relation to sitting down and talking to them and not pushing them inside and say, you're only a child, you don't need to know about that. I completely disagree with that sort of stuff. I think that sit down and talk to them and say, look at...
Okay, so as regards your 14-year-old, it's a conversation you're dreading having, but you wouldn't rule out.
I'm not dreading. It's going to be difficult to sit down and have a talk with her, yeah. It will be a conversation that will be had at some stage, yes. You know, but... It's going to have to be done at some stage, you know.
All right.
I'm not that stupid, like, to turn around and like, somebody else there was saying that.
I'd say, yeah, I know my little angel won't do anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Now,
it's Jeremy here, Robbie. You just made a point here. I'm just going to read out some text in a moment. But you made a point there that I need to pull you up on, that you said that teenage pregnancy is across the board and it's not limited to one socio demographic. And I have to disagree with you, Robbie. I think
we're not going
to.
Sorry,
can we not address statements? It's a debate show.
Somebody just texted in a second ago. What has class got to do with this conversation?
But
that's
you, but
no,
Robbie. In fact,
no, no, that's fine.
Sorry,
I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Look, no, it's okay because Adrian doesn't want to go down that road, and you want.
It's just so typical of you to drag this conversation.
No, I'm not saying that. No, but I'm saying, Robbie, you were more, and I'm not saying this is right, but I'm saying you were more likely to see a young one pushing a pram in a working class area than you are in an upper class area. That's a statement of fact. And I mean, you only have to you do a survey.
What's that got to do with this conversation?
Robbie said that teenage pregnancy was not down to class and that it was across the board. And what I'm saying is,
you kind of contradict yourself there in a sense. You're more than likely. So you're likely to see somebody in an upper class area with a teenage pregnancy.
You are more likely. In other words, I have a cousin.
Can I tell you what happens in posher families?
What happens?
They're shipped off to England and they have an
abortion.
That's a ridiculous thing to suggest that just because you're brought up in Foxrock means you're more morally sound than somebody brought up in a working class area.
No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. What I'm saying is,
Those parents can actually afford to take their daughters to England to have an abortion.
So is that what you believe? Okay, so if you drive through, for argument's sake, and I'm just throwing this out, if you drive through Fetter Cairn, you're going to be more likely to see young ones pushing prams than you are if you drive through Castle Knock. And you're saying the reason for that is, Adrian, let me just get you on the record.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
What's the reason for that?
Because the families can afford to take their daughters to England to abort the child. I actually know of two specific cases that happened in a wealthy family. Two cases.
And it's all being brushed under the carpet.
Yep, never talked about it.
Let me read out for you your text messages. Here's something for you, Adrian. A dig at you from Niamh. Adrian, you know nothing. 15-year-olds are not having sex. Stop watching the soap operas.
Really? Sorry, what naive fool said that?
Niamh, who's a woman.
Being very naive, Niamh.
Do you think so?
Yep. I'm not saying nobody is saying that all 15-year-olds are having sex. Of course they're not all having sex. But can I tell you, as a parent, the pressure young girls to perform sexually is more intense now than ever before.
It's
and the reason for that is because young boys have access to unlimited pornography that they expect young girls to perform sex acts on.
Yeah, this is a discussion for another day. And I actually find myself agreeing with Adrian here, because I think the big problem here is access to porn. When I was 15 years of age, we had no access to porn because the internet wasn't a thing. And in fact, the only porn that we had access to was maybe a couple of magazines that a friend of ours got from England or whatever the case may be. But Adrian's right. Nowadays, 12, 13-year-olds, even younger, they're watching porn and they're also watching programmes like, you know, what's that Love Island thing and Jersey Shore. And they're seeing women behave like absolute tramps and they're seeing men behaving like absolute tramps. And as Adrian says, it sets the bar then where men think that all girls should be that sexually liberated. And I'm sorry, they need to wake up.
Can I just go back to the point that I was making for you to suggest that the girls in posher areas are more morally sound than the girls in working class areas?
Would you stop twisting?
The amount of messages I'm after getting in agreeing with everything I just said.
No,
Adrian is right.
I'm sorry.
I went to a posh school and I know of quite a few people who went and had abortions.
You're twisting my words. What I said was, and I stand by this, is that you're more likely to see young girls pushing prams around Fetter Cairn than you are in
Castle Knock. Because they're not doing what the posh families are doing.
That's all I said. That's all I said, and you're twisting my words.
But you're implying... You're implying that a girl from Ballymun is more likely to get up the duff than a young one from Foxrock. And that's just not true. Okay? It is wrong of you to suggest that. We just don't see it as much because they get packed off, mammy and daddy leg it over to England and get the child aborted before anybody knows anything about it.
You don't know that. You're dealing with hearsay.
Hang on. I know of two specific cases of 15-year-old girls from posh families who had abortions.
I don't believe that. You know why I don't believe that? You've just made that up.
Okay,
on the
Jeremy,
spot.
Wake up, says this message, and I'm going to read it to you. Southside Dubs pay for their daughters' abortions. This is a fact.
Oh, it's a fact.
It absolutely is.
Well, for a start, I don't believe the story. I think you just made up the story to back up your argument. No parent is going to turn around to you and say, by the way, Adrian, I sent my daughter packing for an abortion. You should talk about that on the radio. You don't. Let me read out two more of your messages.
Don't you be so naive to think that that doesn't happen.
I'm sure it does happen.
It does happen in
all walks of life.
That's why we don't see those little girls from Foxrock or from Hoth or wherever with babies because they get them aborted.
But then you are suggesting, Adrian, that if a 15-year-old, and to mention your area, a 15-year-old in Ballymun, okay, gets pregnant next week, yeah? Are you trying to tell me that the cost of abortion in England is such that those parents couldn't afford to bring their daughter over? Will you be...
Or that they don't bother.
Will you be,
one or the other.
That's completely different.
But
That's completely different.
The posh family...
Abortion in the UK doesn't cost an arm and a leg, Adrian. It
costs enough.
What?
It costs enough.
How much do you think it costs?
I'm not even getting
Let me read out two more messages that, and just allow me, please, to, if you can. Karina says, Terry needs to get her head out of her arse. She's absolutely ridiculous. And if she thinks that her daughter isn't sexually active with her partner, she has another thing coming to her. I know people, this is Jesse agreeing with you, Adrian. I also know two people, oh, here we go again, two people whose daughters got pregnant off to England. No, you don't, Jesse. And the reason you don't is because that is not something that will be discussed.
So here's Jeremy living with his head in the sand. Get real, will you? Get real and snap out of it.
This is all...
That's what happens. That is
based
what happens.
On hearsay.
It's not
no
based
facts.
On hearsay. It's not absolutely not based
so
on hearsay.
So you're trying to tell me, and let me, this is the last question I'll ask you, and then I'll leave it here, okay? Are you trying to tell me that two parents turned around to you and said, "Hiya, Adrian"?
No, I didn't say that.
Hiya, Adrian.
I never
said
that.
By the way, no. We had a great year last year. We sent our daughter back into England.
I never said that
because it didn't happen.
It
the
did.
End.
It absolutely
happen.
Did.
You're lying.
Look at the amount of texts from people agreeing with everything I've just said.
How do they know these things?
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy. We're here for midday today.
I'm sorry, the final text from Michelle. Michelle says, Jeremy, my mother and father paid for me to have an abortion at 19. There's no way I was allowed to have that child. You are blind. But Michelle, I have to be honest with you. There's holes in that story. First of all, you were 19 years of age. You were an adult. You didn't have to be forced into anything. You weren't 15. You were an adult. And why didn't you ring the show to talk about it?
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.